Your noon hour drive and Ricky Meese, we just can't catch a break day. You've had those deadly crashes of closing two major roads.
Yeah, it's been pretty phenomenal out on the roads, and we are still in emergency traffic, but I'm going to start with a little bit of good news before we get to the closures. We had emergency traffic with a nasty rollover crash with injuries northbound I-15 at Highway 6 in Spanish Fork. That caused about 2.5 miles of backup. That crash has been cleared. All lanes are open and the delays are gone. Now, let's get to the closures. Of course, I-80, the deadly accident westbound I-80 at exit 77. That's going to be past Grantsville. That still has all westbound lanes closed. Now, the thing about this closure, this will last into the night. So anyone trying to go westbound on I-80, you just can't do it. You've got to delay your travel plans. Eastbound traffic, they're pushing you over to the right lane. It's actually a right shoulder, so you're able to get by, but everybody's filing down to one lane to get by eastbound, and you're still stuck with anywhere from 30 to 45 minutes of delays. Then our downtown problem. We had an earlier accident at 4th South and 5th West. So on 400 South, westbound traffic is closed between 4th and 5th West. You'll hit that closure at 5th West. If you're trying to get to I-15, especially to go north into North Salt Lake or into Davis County, you've got to use 6 North instead to go northbound on I-15. Those are the two big areas you need to plan ahead for and delay your travel time or use an alternate route. Don't miss the holiday open house October 20th at 7 at Seasons by David in Trolley Square. Participate in free design classes and save on Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas decor only at Seasons by David. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.